This debate between Congressman Stephen Lynch and Congressman Edward Markey was rescheduled from last week after the candidates suspended their campaigns following the Boston Marathon bombings. The Senate race had not generated much interest up to that point, and with the distractions of last week, it's hard to say what impact the debate could have, according to Western New England University political science professor Tim Versalotti.
It's a chance for voters in Western Massachusetts to get a look at these guys. And so that's important because they haven't spent a lot of time out here.
The most recent poll conducted by Western New England University's Polling Institute had Markey with a 10-point lead over Lynch. But the poll showed a third of likely voters could still change their minds or are yet to make up their minds about who to vote for next Tuesday. Look for Lynch to come out swinging tonight, according to Democratic political advisor Mike Shea.
He's in a tough spot because, generally speaking, the more liberal candidate will win in all things being equal, the more liberal candidate has an advantage in a Democratic primary. So he's got to really swing for the fences without going too far.
In a debate that aired live on a Boston TV station Monday night, Lynch repeatedly criticized Markey for being just one of a handful of representatives to vote against creating the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the agency that responded to last week's bombings. Look for more of this tonight, as Homeland Security is on the top of everyone's mind.
They'll try and put a little daylight between themselves and their opponent and show that they're tougher, they're stronger, they're more interested in the public safety.
Tonight's debate is being held from 7 to 8 in the Springfield studios of public television station WGBY. It is sponsored by a Western Massachusetts media consortium. It will be broadcast live and streamed live on the websites of several members of the consortium. While the three Republican candidates in the Senate race have been sniping at each other for more than a month, the Democratic race has been genteel by comparison. There have been no negative ads, and until last night, neither candidate was very animated during debates. Markey has made relatively few public appearances, and his campaign appears to be concentrating its resources on a large get-out-the-vote effort.
We won't see a lot of people voting, but so every vote counts as quite a bit. I know they're both concentrating on field, I think. And that's what you have to do. And then you have to identify your vote, and then you have to do everything you can to pull that vote out on Election Day and make sure they show up at the polls.
Turnout could be bolstered on April 30th because of the decision by more than 50 towns to move annual spring municipal elections to the same date as the Senate primaries. Communities could do this because of special legislation introduced by the state's top election official, Secretary of State William Galvin.
There'll be two separate ballots, but in those communities that have opted to move their town election, both elections will be held simultaneously on April 30th.
Voter registration for the primary has closed. People who are registered as Democrats or Republicans can vote only in their respective party's primary, but unenrolled voters, often referred to as independents, can choose to vote in either primary. The winners of the primaries on April 30th will advance to the special election on June 25th. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.